Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, Terry, this game is so much about when you play a team. You really couldn't play the Arizona Diamondbacks at a worse time than the first week of the season. Their stats are almost unworldly.
Yeah, you look up there and guys are hitting 400, 500. You know, Hazel Baker hadn't made an out yet. But I still think they have a good team. I think last year they, everything that could go wrong did. And I think this year with a fresh start and a lot of those younger players that have a year of experience and they getting Pollock back, I do think their core, their young core is pretty good. And they got a good setup over there.
Well, and for five innings, Trevor Bauer was really good. What happened?
I thought he and Greinke kind of matched each other. I mean, almost pitch for pitch. You look up after five and Greinke had 82 pitches. Trevor had 84. Each team had four hits, one run. I mean, it was identical. One guy had five strikeouts. The other guy had six. And then that third time through the order, they got us again. And give them credit. They're making some adjustments. And once they get going, it's like they're all running to the bat rack. And, man, it comes in a hurry. So we're going to have to be cognizant of that. And we're going to definitely have to pitch in more. But slow things down when they start to feel it.
Well, you just touched upon it. I was going to ask you, what does Corey Kluber do differently than maybe Tomlin and Bauer haven't done? And is that one of the keys, pitching in?
I think so, and I think Kluber knows it. And typically he's not the biggest guy pitching in, but I think he's going to have to make sure that they don't get extended over the plate and cover everything, because then, you know, and obviously it makes his breaking ball better too. But I think he knows that, and I think Gomer, not playing yesterday, watched and saw that. So I think they'll definitely work some of those right-handers in.
Terry, what is the latest as far as now? I know Jason Kipnis is playing today, but Lonnie Chisenhall has been playing, correct?
Yeah, he played center field yesterday, and he actually had four hits. Now he's got a down day today, and he's supposed to play tomorrow night. Our training staff will touch base with him today, and, you know, we'll communicate a little bit. And just because, I mean, it was great to see him get four hits, but we want to talk to him, make sure he's feeling okay. And then when he's ready, we'll activate him.
He is a guy now that can be activated in time for the home opener on Tuesday. He didn't miss as much time, obviously, as Kipnis. He doesn't need as many at-bats, correct?
That's right. I mean, he had a pretty good base under him. He was feeling pretty good about himself this spring. I think he had 40 at-bats, and just, you know, you want to make sure the shoulder's okay, and two, you want to shake off any rust. What looks like the rust got shaken off, we just now want to make sure he bounces back and he feels okay, because if he's not, we can give him more time, but that's where the communication comes in.
With a guy like Kipnis, Tito, is it almost like the beginning of spring training for him, or is that maybe too drastic to say?
Well, almost. I mean, as far as his at-bats go, because I think he just had a handful, but he did have a lot of practice time under his belt. But, I mean, we need to let him play a little bit. We need to let him get to a point where he can play back-to-back games, and you can't just do that in the first 3 or 4 days. You do have to build up a little bit. Even when a guy's not hurt, you know, you start letting him go nine right away, they're going to get hurt.
Now, today, Michael Brantley's not in the lineup. There is a left-hander pitching in Patrick Corbin. And, again, you've talked about with Michael, even though he feels great, it's almost, in some ways, do you have to kind of make sure you protect him from himself?
Well, and I need to – that's why we talk before the game or the night before, because it's too easy to – because he's such a good hitter – to go, we just give him an at-bat here. But we said before the season, we're going to take care of him a little bit because he's had such a long road back, and we want him to be here for the duration. And I think by, like, day game after semi-night game, a left-hander on him, this is a good day to not play him.
Edwin Encarnacion hasn't gotten off to the start he'd want to. Was that a little frustration we saw last night? He really wants to do well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he did. And that's one of those where I know when I watched it live, I didn't think he swung. In fact, didn't even think it was close. And then when you see it on replay, you're like, man, that's kind of a flip of the coin. Every team wants that call. If we don't want it, they want it. But, yeah, I mean, it's human nature. You come to a new place and you got a chance to do some damage, you'll want to do it. But I will say that's the one thing I don't worry about. He will hit. And when he gets hot, he'll get real hot.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and the Diamondbacks in the finale coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.